Here it is.
All right, buddy.
Hey, man. Tabarouette, we made it.
How's it going?
Wow, Alex Lonard.
Hey, after a lot of back and forth, we're finally doing it.
Welcome to No BS with SB.
I love No BS with SB.
First time I said properly.
Why? You have a hard time?
Oui, because when I arrive, I see, you know what I mean? I look if everything is all right, if the setup is great, and I said, welcome to where BS with S. Hello? No, cancel everything. So, man, I'm so pumped. This is, by the way, it's at the Peroni. I changed the place because the other side, it was painful because so much noise, you know. If you can go see GC Surette, 1 hour, 4 minutes, you're gonna know why we changed the setup. But this is gonna be, I'm gonna put Back to the Future poster. So it's gonna be good. You know, it's
why Back to the Future?
Because it's my favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie?
Oh, yeah, Star Wars, you know. But
is it Back to the Future the number
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Oh, it's a classic, man.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know the story?
Yeah, of course.
What is the story?
Well, it's a guy who goes back in time to try to have sex with his mom.
Okay, so we don't have the same movie, man, but it's funny, man. So the movie, it's a guy who judges his father because he's a loser.
Why?
But he came the loser after.
He becomes the loser?
He becomes the loser after.
Why does he become the loser?
Because they made Back to the Future 2.
Ah, there
you
go.
So you have to watch Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, man. That's right.
You know?
Then you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You looked at this movie a lot deeper than most people looked at it.
And and another thing. I'm a baseball fan, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you can see.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So in this movie, they said Cubs gonna win.
The World Series.
The World Series in 2015, okay?
And that's when it happened.
But they win in 2016, but I think it's by purpose.
Okay.
Because it was clear. Somebody went to the futures and saw the Cubs win. Because they win, they took 108 years to win the championship.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm a lot of stuff inside this movie. But we are not here to talk about Back to the Future. And anyway, you don't care because you think he sleep with his mother. But you're right, huh? He was very impressed.
He got risky.
No, he was very impressed. He said, oh, shit, you're hot.
What?
I remember. Why you always call me Calvin Klein?
And the mom was horny in that movie.
Oh, yeah. And this is why, you know, when your father or mother talk about the past, don't listen to them. They lie. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We're going to talk about you because you have a great story. And, you know, it's fun because... let me look. Everything is great. It's recorded. Right. I have to think about everything, man.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I say, when I walked in here, I see you on stage, and you get ready, you're pumped, and you always bring this energy. I saw the same energy, like right now, getting this thing, just placing the things and getting the angle and the light. You
passion.
Go all out.
Me, I'm all in. You know, it's everything or nothing.
Yeah.
I can't do something 50%.
No.
You know,
yeah,
it's 100%. Impossible. And it's why I'm pumped because I love this project. I love all the fans. We have 52 subscribers right now.
That's awesome.
It's big.
Trust me.
I know it sounds PewDiePie, 100 million.
Yeah.
Me, 52. But you know what? Because
it has to start somewhere.
Exactly. And it's for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Montreal comedian, Ottawa, Toronto Canadian comedian. You know. To tell to the people we exist and we are funny and we have something to sell.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
By the way, because when I went there, Chicago, you play.
I played in Chicago.
We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that.
You play in the best club in Chicago, huh?
Zanies? Not Zanies. Zanies.
Zanies.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that.
We're gonna get a phone call from the Zanies lawyer now. It's like, hey, it's Zanies, not Zanies.
Can I play at Zanies?
I want to play Zanies.
So why you decide to be a comedian? Who force you or who you want to impress in your family? You know.
So my story is a bit different than I'm probably sure most of your guests that have been on so far. So I used to be in the circus, buddy.
No way.
Yes, I used to be in the circus.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
You're a clown.
I know. I was a trapeze artist. Moi, je faisais ça. I go.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, with the net.
Yes.
And I used to work for Club Med.
No way.
And in Club Med, I learned how to do trapeze.
Okay.
Because my roommate, I saw how much chicks this guy was hooking up with. And I was like, I need to change activities.
So what did you do before that?
I was taking care of the kids. I was working in the mini club.
Okay.
And then I saw my roommate. Shout out to Umberto, and you know, cool guy.
Shout out.
And I was like, I need to get on this train. So I started training, doing some circus little by little, flying trapeze.
Okay, but do you get to the Club Med and work with kids before, you know?
Oh, I just applied like you do any normal job.
A normal job? So did you put you there because it's a shitty place to start?
It's the first place to start, okay. Exactly.
And now you saw, it's not because you saw a guy have a lot of chick do trapeze. You say,
No. You try it once.
Did you?
And the first time you try it, it's terrifying. And then you try it again, and then again, and then you're like, oh, okay, and you start getting the hang of it. And when you work in the mini club, you actually help the kids to go up onto the platform. So you're like, you know, you're locking them down with the belt. And after a while, I just got used to the height. And once I was no longer afraid of the height, that's when it clicked. And I was like, okay, I could do this.
I can have sex.
Yes. Here we go.
Woo!
Give me some tights, ladies. Get
okay,
over
so how long you took... To be able to
It took me a year. It took me a year of, like, you know, pretty intense training.
Wow.
And Club Med has an infrastructure where they send you for a month to just one month every day to train. And that became my life. So I came back from Club Med, and I was in charge of the circus activity. So after like 5 years of Club Med, I was chief of circus. That's the term. And I came back to Montreal because it was time to come back. And for a number of years, teaching a trapeze and doing shows was my life. This is what I did. And then I made a decision at some point because, you know, it's la vie d'artiste, you know, it's an artist's life. It's not necessarily an easy life. You know, I have a couple of my friends that still do circus to this day. And right away...
It's because it's physical, you know?
Yes, it's very physical.
And how old are you at the time?
I was in my 20s, so like 22 to 27. So,
5 year
in Club Med, and then
and you were tired to sleep with girls,
and then till about the age of like 31, 30,
you start to get rusty.
Yeah, the back, the shoulder, and everything.
And the motivation was not there anymore, you know.
Well, I mean, this is the question you ask yourself, and I'm thinking about two friends in particular that still make their life with circus. First of all, they were built very differently than me. Some people are just naturally just more physically inclined to do that. And I was in way better shape than I am today, but they were just like the next level. And you could tell that they were just that extra step. Like, whereas I had to work very hard to get to the level that I got, they got there like a lot more naturally, and they were able to progress to the harder tricks a lot easier than me. So
is it because you're not motivated, or you could go there?
So what happened?
Because I know you're not built.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so,
you know,
so there.
You still get there. You
yeah,
still be
sure.
A pro.
So
because you start to kids, I want to have sex with girl.
Yes.
And you for the last 5 years, for 5 years, you are professional from there.
So what happens when you make sex with lots of girls? Eventually,
you start to scratch.
Maybe, but you get a baby. You get a baby.
Oh.
Huh? So first baby.
Oh, you baby in Club Med?
No, back in Montreal.
Back in Montreal.
Yeah, so I had
You stop.
Yeah. So, like, I had my first kid, and then you start... But just before I had my first kid, you start asking yourself, like, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life?
A kid?
So, well, no. The circus life, the artist life.
I'm going to sell on Kijiji. Who wants a kid?
Who wants a kid? You could get $40,000 for a white kid on Kijiji.
No.
Yeah, $40,000.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Babe Ruth card.
Yeah. So I was like, and I, my same friends, like, you know, when you want to make your living out of circus, you don't just have one job. It's like a stand-up. You have to have many different, you know, and I'm thinking about my friend Simon, who was in charge of the Club Med circus program, who was working corporate gigs, who had his own trapeze school, and he needed to do all these different things in order to make, like, a good living. That's non-stop hustling.
Oh, yeah.
That's non-stop hustling.
Yeah.
And if you hurt yourself... Well, there's no plan B.
There's no wait. Like, don't worry, take 6 months.
Yes.
Call us back.
So
when the knees is repaired.
Yeah. So
you stop.
So I decided. I made a choice to go. I went corporate. I go back to school.
Okay.
I go back to school, and then I got a job at Billabong. In the warehouse.
Billabong, the clothing. Yeah, yeah, the surf.
Yeah, the surfing. Yeah, yeah. So I went back to school, got a job in the warehouse, and then I just started down another path, you know what I mean? That led to where I'm at today. But the thing is, at some point, like, I made a decision that circus was no longer going to be my life, that I was going to do something else with it. And then what happened is that, you know, like, when you do trapeze, you're in the spotlight. And it's fun to be in the spotlight.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like, you know, I had the first kid and trapeze went like this. And then I had the second kid and then it disappeared.
Oh, well, second
and
kid.
Then, and then I was just working.
You're a seller?
Yeah.
Phone or in the
no,
door?
No, no, no. It's different. It's like what? Yeah, so I sell the cheese corporately. So I'm not
Billy Bond. You're not at Billy Bond.
No, no, but at the time.
Okay, but you're too fast, man.
I'm going too fast.
You know me. It's
you're not the first one to tell me that.
Me too, man. But okay, so you came back, first kids.
First kid, so, and then trapeze took a dip.
Yeah, so you start to work at Billy Bond.
Billy Bond.
Billy Bond seller?
No, warehouse.
What is warehouse?
In the back, it's now a shop.
In the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, so it's not fun.
No, picking and packing, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the kids?
And then you have one promotion and two promotions promotions.
So you got two kids in Billy Bond. In your life.
No, the first one was at Billabong and the second kid was at the job after Billabong.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you did not start comedy?
Not yet, no.
So how old are you now?
42.
42, and you start at?
Comedy? 37.
Guys, never too late.
Never too late.
Never. Me, I start learning English at 37.
Yes.
Same time, we meet together at the Yuck Yucks Montreal.
Yeah, that's where I met you. That's right.
I mean, you are already good at what I said. You win a contest, remember?
At one time.
We're going to talk about that. Okay. But okay, so Billy Bong, cheese business.
No, then I went to work for a company called Nielsen. Like, you know the Nielsen, like, TV ratings?
No.
Say the company that measures all the TV ratings, that's what they're most known for.
Okay.
But what they sell is data. So they collect data and then they sell it. Okay. Back to different manufacturers. So I started working at Nielsen as an analyst, and then that's where I got my second kid, Chloe. And then the trapeze.
Shout out to Chloe.
La Tanant. And then trapeze was just done, because you have two kids.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have the job, and you have the wife, and the
your costume don't fit.
See, the muffin top. We call it the muffin top. Yeah, 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 yeah. It goes like this.
I have a bit. Oh my God! All right. Suspense, man.
There we go.
This is Tony, man, the owner.
Hey, Tony.
This is the owner of the Peroni.
How's it going?
I'm so happy you invite us here to enjoy.
Oh, yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you. You want a glass of water? Yes.
Oh, please. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Thank you. Is it a gentleman or what?
Oh, that's awesome.
You know this place, by the way, huh?
Of course.
Because this is the best comedy club in Montreal. It's here at Peroni. Friday, Saturday with Sid. Shout out to Ali.
Kills it all the time,
man. Yes.
And Sid does a great job promoting his show. There's always new people.
I know, man. It's why you have to prendre soin.
Take care of Sid. Yes.
Because if he quit, we're screwed.
No, we're screwed. That's it.
So it's very. Oh, you have a biscuit.
I have. You
look at
biscuit.
That. Look
at that. Santé, biscuit.
Hey, merci, man. Look at that. Thank you. Shout out to Scarface. Oh, we don't see it. Okay. So, do you put sugar?
No.
Never?
No.
I love to put brown sugar.
Yeah, I used to put brown sugar.
You used to?
Yeah.
You stop, no, you put milk?
Just a bit of milk.
A little bit of milk?
Trentaine égale bidon, you know? Like,
how you translate that?
Ah, you can't.
30s equal the tire. Is equal tire.
Thank you, sir.
Merci, buddy. Make some noise for this guy.
Tony,
I love you, buddy. Great guys, amazing. I'm so happy, man. It's not perfect, and like I always said, it's raw. It's not perfect, but if you never start something, you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like Gary Vee, do you know Gary Vee?
Sure.
Gary Vee is a great motivator. It's because of him, and because I decided to start my podcast. Because the reason why I never start my podcast, I was shy to show who I am.
Okay.
Show, you know what I mean? And people judging me.
That's really odd, because you're like so not shy.
No, I'm very shy.
In real life?
No, I'm in general.
In general?
Yeah, because it's not because I do comedy, I'm not shy. I fight to not be shy anymore, you know?
All right.
Because I always said in my life, I will never be show I'm shy. like bullying, get bullying.
Yeah.
Everybody's get bullying in life, you know.
Once in a while.
Exactly. And until you start.
To your point, like if you ever watch the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yes.
So look at his first 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It was like in some basement.
Mike Ward, same thing with Mike Ward.
You know, and now you see him, he's got a nice studio.
Exactly.
But his first podcast, and we're talking about Joe Rogan, he was already, you know, Fear Factor, a respected actor, a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And even his podcast started in...
He's rich now. He can do that. So it's why I started. And my podcast, by the way, guys, if you want a great result, view and audio, you have to watch with your phone. It's why I work so hard.
Exactly.
It's why it takes me a long time. But it, like I said, we're gonna adjust the principle. It's you. The reason why it's beautiful today. It's you. You're my guest, Alex Leonard, trapezist.
You're the MC.
Start to be fat.
So
37.
So
37 years old.
So trapeze, the way it works, if you don't do it minimum 2-3 times a week, you need to do it at least just to maintain, not even to get better. Just to maintain. So after the second kid, I was like, listen, I can't do this anymore. It's like, the shoulders start hurting, the back, I can scratch the back of my knees without bending over. That's how long like these arms are. Like, starting to hurt everywhere. And I was like, no. So I kind of stopped doing trapeze. And then,
yes, but trapeze need attention and
spotlight,
comedy.
Spotlight.
But you could be a stripper.
A what?
A stripper. You know what I mean?
Listen, if I'm not hot enough to be a trapeze artist, I'm not hot enough to be a stripper.
No, man, you need attention. You need because comedy, is it because you thought it was easy to be a comedian?
No, it's just that one day, I don't know, like one day, like I had this hole inside, and my ego was like, I was just bored. I was just working. I was like, I need to fill this hole inside of my life. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I don't know who put the idea in my head.
No, we have to find it. It's the goal.
Listen, I think at Nielsen, I used to work with this guy called Giuliano. I said, Giuliano Chicochopos. You say that 3 times, my friend. Giuliano Chicochopos, man. Very cool guy. We're still friends to this day. And he was into stand-up, and he's...
Oh, he was a comedian?
No, he was just into stand-up. Like, he was just, like, talking to me about this, that, and the other. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, why not? It's a impulse.
What do you mean, why not? He's funny, not you.
No, not that he was funny. He was into stand-up. So, like, you know, he would talk, are you into this guy? Are you into that guy? You should watch this special. Like, he was into stand-up.
He show you comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, he never said you're funny.
Not really, no.
So you never knew you're funny.
No, the only stand-up I had seen up until that point, like real stand-up, I think it was like Eddie Murphy, Delirious. I'd never seen stand-up like
Never said in your life you're funny.
Well,
because you're not a seller.
Well, a bit, yes. So, like, I mean, no one ever said, like you're funny. But I do know that there's sometimes, like, I said something, I was like, fuck, that was pretty funny, you know?
Now, it's fun the way comedy arrive in your life, you know, because you never want this.
No.
You never
no.
put yourself to every to try to make people laugh every day.
No.
You don't watch comedy, like you said.
Yeah.
And someday a guy who said, hey, you should see comedy, said da, da, da. So now you make you now. What is the next step after this guy? After this guy showed you, what did you see? What show did you see? You said, you know what? I'm gonna try. I think I can do it.
I think I saw a couple of funny ones, and I think like the one that really woke me up was Louis C.K.
Okay.
The one that's is it Hilarious or which one was it? The one with the, he does the Ewan McGregor joke that he wants to blow Ewan McGregor, which is fucking...
No,
it's a funny one. And I saw Louis C.K. and I was like, oh my God, this guy's a god. And I was like, and then I just went on the internet and I found the Comedy Nest.
No way.
And I got the
phone number. Your first show ever is at the Comedy Nest?
Yeah, open mic.
And
Peter called me back and then I went to the Comedy Nest and... And this is what happened. This is the TSN turning point.
No. Once again, no.
This is the TSN turning point.
No. Me, if you don't know what is no BS, what is B. Okay, so you go home.
Yeah.
Why you decide to find a comedy club? at this day, remember?
Because I needed to find
you
out.
You need attention.
My ego was demanding for me to find something to fill that hole that Trapeze had left.
So you go home after a job.
Yeah.
You find the nest.
Yeah.
You find the phone.
Yeah. I find the phone. It's not that hard. I have three phones in my house.
No, you found the phone number.
The phone number.
you call?
Yeah.
You leave a message?
Yeah.
What did you leave? My name is Alexei Onar on the spot?
Yeah.
And how long did it take?
Call me back 2 days later.
2 days later?
Yeah, yeah.
So that, when he said to you,
yeah,
you have a spot.
And you're like, oh, it's real now.
You have to do 5 minutes.
Yeah, you do 5 minutes.
But the time did you wait? Did you start to say, if they call me, I have any job?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I started writing right away.
No way.
Yeah, I had a couple ideas in my head.
Okay, do you remember your first joke?
Yeah.
Can you tell us one joke?
Well, listen, my first joke, like my first set was about my ex-wife at the time when she was pregnant and what it is to deal with a woman who's 9 and a half months pregnant because my first kid was late.
Yeah.
So essentially the whole bit was about that. And
it's supposed to be nine, what's happened? 9 and a half?
Yeah, so that was what the whole bit was about. And basically, my first joke was, and this is true, and if Milene, my ex-wife, sees this, she's going to laugh.
Shout out.
Shout out to my ex-wife.
This is a new word I learned.
Yeah, shout out.
I never heard that. Every time I watch, shout out. So I thought he said, shout up.
Yeah.
Shout up to someone. Hey, shut up.
So you're going to laugh about this.
Okay.
I never told my wife at the time that I was doing stand-up. I did stand-up for 2 years without telling her.
Like, no way!
I hid it from her.
Like you have
a secret life, like
a mistress.
I have a mistress.
Yes. Wow.
Yes. So my
because you're too ashamed.
No, because I didn't want her to kibosh.
So she learned that now.
She learned it a little.
Okay, you told her.
I told her later. I surprised her in Vegas with a set in Vegas.
No way.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow! I am so pumped because we have Chicago to talk and now
Vegas.
Vegas. Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay, so 2 years. So I'm gonna talk about that because it's very important.
Yeah,
Okay, so another thing very important. But okay, get that. It's okay because I don't me 2 years. You said okay. So why did you did not bring her at your first show?
Because
sorry.
Listen, so many stuff. We had a lot of. Like she's my ex-wife now, so we didn't have the smoothest.
How long ex-wife?
5 years now.
So
and we were together for 10.
And you have the two kids with her.
Yes, my two kids with her.
You have another girlfriend now?
I have another girlfriend.
But no kids.
No kids.
No kids anymore.
No kids anymore.
Okay.
The shop is closed.
Oh, you clap?
Yes.
Why?
Because this is freedom, my friend.
You just put cum down.
You crazy?
Give her a pill. Hey,
43 years old with cum down. It looks like Kylo Ren's witness like this. 43 year old cum down. He's a comedian.
It's Kylo Ren. What's happened with the light stick? It's supposed to be you, huh?
43 years old with a condom. Look this guy's that. Funny.
Hey, Bobby.
There we go. So I didn't tell her because
you're shy, shame.
No, because
scared?
She would get angry that I would leave her at home to take care of the two kids while I go out and make jokes on stage for strangers. I was afraid that she wouldn't understand and support what I was trying to do. So rather than ask for permission. I'd rather ask for forgiveness, so I didn't tell her. For 2 years, I didn't
tell her. So what did you say to her when you go somewhere?
So I go hang out with my friends. Oh, we're going to go play ball hockey. We're going to go hang out, watch the game.
It's still true.
It's still true.
It's still the same. You know, like, but because I would say you drink, so they will know you drink. Mm-hmm, Facebook exists at that time?
Yeah, but I'm not so Facebooky.
No, I mean, if somebody take a picture of you at the nest...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, I wasn't thinking that far.
No, because it's not like you cheat your wife.
Yeah.
Just said, hey, why I saw you in the comedy club? So,
I don't know.
I was there, take a beer, pool, and they asked me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very interesting the way we invent so stupid shit. If you have to do that again, you will tell her?
No, I would have done it. Well, I mean, that's just the relationship that I have with her. I don't want to talk bad about her, but it would not have been well received.
Okay, so explain. Can you, if it's personal, don't tell me. But Can you tell me?
It's no BS with SB.
I know, but it is tell me. It's about comedy, not about your life. You know, you can bullshit with your life if you want. It's just why you arrive at this decision, you know, to say, you know what, I will not tell her. What's happened in the past?
Oh, well,
she never encouraged you. Why you talk? She will never say, "Oh, it's a good idea, fun."
It's not that she never encouraged me. It's to be very honest. When you have a second kid, the second kid is the game changer, and all of a sudden, the amount of stuff that needs to get taken care of just goes. It doesn't double. It's exponential. It's like you have so much more things. So, and she works hard. She has a big job. And you know, those first years when you have two babies, you're just scrambling. You're just struggling to stay above the water. But it's at that moment in my life where I needed to do stand-up. So it wasn't 2 years in the future. I needed to do that now. So again, rather than to ask for permission, I'd rather just ask for forgiveness. You know, because what if I tell her like on Wednesday? Well, then on Wednesday, you have a massive and then. I'm like, no.
No, what is the difference between said I'm going to do a comedy show?
And maybe hang out with my friends?
Yeah.
Because
why she said no?
That's a good point. I think it's because it's odd. Like, you know, like not everybody does stand up. And if you've never done it before, and they look at you,
exactly.
They look at you.
You're not funny. You know?
What do you think? You think you're funny?
Yeah. I think you cheat me. You know, you would not do comedy.
It's not believable. It's like this guy's gonna go hook up with a chick. Oh, you're gonna go do stand up. Oh, okay. You've never done this before. Now you're gonna do it now.
2 years.
2 years.
Secretly.
Secret.
So when did you tell her?
So we did a trip.
Honey, I have to tell you something very important.
So we went to Vegas.
She thought you got to marry her, right?
Yeah, no. I scared the shit out of her. She thought I was good. Anyways.
Okay.
So we go to Vegas.
I felt like it was not a good relationship.
Listen, and we had our ups and downs. We had our ups and downs.
I think a lot of downs.
And you know what? You know what? She gave me the two most beautiful kids I could ask for.
Shout out to Milena. Shout out to the beautiful kids.
And she gave me a good kick in the ass to help kickstart my career. Like, you know,
well,
when I decided to go corporate and, you know, let go of trapeze, like, she gave me a lot of guidance to, like, make my way to where I'm at today. Like, I wouldn't have the job I have today if it wasn't for her. That's
really? What is your job? Can you tell your job now?
I'm a category manager.
Whoa.
C'est fancy, ça, hein?
Like distribution consommateur?
Like this. If only they had me, they wouldn't have gone out of business.
So you're happy in this job?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we're going to talk about that later. So why do you say she encouraged you?
Because she was a very career-driven person.
Yeah.
And she was doing great things with her career.
Yeah.
So she gave me like a very like nice role model to aspire for. Like, because I was starting much later because of my circus five, six years.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't starting my career at the same time as, like, let's say a person coming out of university. So I had a lot of catching up to do to get to where I'm at today. And she really helped me to be a bit more serious.
She left you. Is that what you said?
No, we left each other.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Who was happy in this decision?
We were both happy.
Really?
No argument.
Really? So what's happened? You eat
one day we're eating and we're like, are we done? And she's like, yeah, I think we're done.
All right.
And then high five.
First time we agree.
Yeah, first time. Something like that. And there was no sign the paper here, sign the paper there.
So you take this kid, I take this kid.
Yeah, that's it. I take him for 1 year, you take him the next year.
Exactly.
There we go.
So, shout out to that.
Shout out to them.
So you go to Vegas.
Vegas.
So what reason? What is the reason?
Just a trip. Just a
together with the kids?
No, with another couple.
Okay, so you're like that?
No. Okay, I mean, we could have, but maybe Milan wasn't like that. I don't know.
Okay.
So we don't know. That's for another.
Never thought about that. Not the reason.
That was not. No, it's
Amico. So it was your best friend?
No, it was her friend. So her friend and her.
Did you like the other guy?
Yeah, he was really cool. Okay. Fireman Bert, shout out to Bert. Bert was a cool guy, and so we go to Vegas. So I want to book a show. It's been 2 years now. So now, after 2 years, the ball had been rolling long enough that I was confident enough to say I do stand up.
Okay.
It's not just like
it's
not just a flash in the pan. Like, I've been doing it for 2 years now. I'm ready to tell her, hey babe, by the way. So
okay, no. Make pause.
Okay.
I know people say, why you do that? Because it's This is the punch. Let's go back when you decide to hide
the stand up.
Yeah,
my new passion.
So you go to the Nest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you talk with Peter.
Yeah.
So you arrive there.
Yeah.
Are you impressed?
Yeah.
The feeling like in a comedy club.
Yeah.
All the
darkness.
The pusty.
The bright spotlight.
Exactly. And do you remember where you are in the lineup?
I was about fourth or fifth.
Great spot.
Yeah, fourth or fifth, and that night.
Who host? Remember who host?
Ed. Do you know Ed?
Ed.
Ed, older guy, again, Bob, beard, tall guy. I haven't seen him in a while, but he was around at the beginning. His name was Ed. And,
shout out to Ed,
and Scott Falconbridge.
Amazing comedy.
Yeah, was there just working a set.
I think he was at the weekend, and
he was just working it. And I went on fourth or fifth, and you know the expression "beginner's luck."
You bombed.
Fucking nailed it.
No,
home run.
No way. No bullshit.
No bullshit. It's on YouTube. I'll show it to you.
It's on. You put the
video my first. YouTube? My first set is on YouTube.
If you rewatch it, it's still good.
It's still great.
Whoa, this is rare.
Yeah, and my friends are there, and they're laughing.
You bring people.
Yeah, three people. Three.
You
of my
bring
friends.
Three people.
Yeah, and my.
How many people in the crowd at the time?
Oh, about 20, 30. Okay. What, 20, 30?
You go there,
and
you said the joke about the pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah. All my ex-wife.
How many beer did you drink before?
Two
paint.
No, do whatever.
Paint.
Pint, yes.
Pint.
20
ounces?
Yes.
No. Puff.
Yeah.
So you saw everything?
Yeah.
You saw the people?
Yeah.
You saw the red light when the red light arrived?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't see nothing. That, like, when I got on stage, that white light hit me right in the eyes, and I was, like, lost. I was, like, a deer, like, in the headlights. And then I was like, swimming in space, and I didn't even see the crowd.
Yeah.
And because I didn't see the crowd, all of a sudden, like, the nerves kind of fell away. And it was just natural. I was just comfortable.
What did you do with the stand? Did you keep the
stand
like that?
No. I had it in my hand.
You took the stand like that.
Yeah.
Talk like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you put something on the stool? Do you use a stool now?
No.
The stool is something for you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
But sometimes. But no, I just held the mic in my hand.
Did you use the stand to remember you're here? You know?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because you're
just a
can you see that? Like, are you like that?
A little bit.
Okay.
A
little bit. You take two beers.
Yeah, but it's our.
And you have three friends.
Yeah.
Is it a good friend?
Yeah. And my best friend is the one filming. My best friend is filming, and he's laughing his ass off.
Wow.
And he's heard all my bullshit for 20 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that I got him, like, you know, maybe he was living vicariously through me too. Like, he was excited for me. Like, like, you know, he was kind of living it through my eyes too. So there's some of that, and I had an applause break. First set of my life, I have an applause break.
Wow.
Like, it was like I never had one after, maybe one after. So like, I really nailed it. But I didn't see the red light.
Okay.
And I just kept on going, and they had to turn on the. And as soon as I heard the music, I was like, oh shit, I went too far.
Oh man, you did too long?
Yeah, too long.
How long now? You know, because you recorded it?
So I think at 7 minutes, I didn't put the whole 7 minutes.
Oh, you
okay. I cut it off like on a high note. So I cut it off about five, but I was probably on there for like six and a half, seven. And then I heard the music, and then I was like, oh shit. And then as soon as I heard the music, I was like, okay, thank you. And I walked off. I was like, dude, I never even saw the light. Like, I didn't even, like, it's just whitewashed, you know? You
get out of the stage.
Yeah.
What is your feeling?
It's the highest I've ever been in my life. The highest I'd ever been.
The stuff you want.
Yeah, I was on the street.
Better than the trapeze, huh?
No, better. Like,
it's not the same thing, huh?
So trapeze was high, like, gave you that high because of the physicality and the adrenaline, but this was different.
Yes, because it's live. It's you versus the reaction.
Yeah, and
because, you know what, this comedy, you know, if you sing, you don't need the reaction. If you trapeze, you don't need a reaction. Because it's not.
Yes. That's very true.
What I mean is,
yes,
you like when people clap because it's beautiful what you do.
Yeah, but you don't.
But
need
comedy.
It. Yeah.
If you do a joke, they don't laugh. You do another joke, they don't laugh. You know, you screw.
Yeah.
And you good luck.
Yeah.
Because if you need that,
tack.
So you did. Wow. So you get out. You how many other beer did you drink?
Oh, a couple
to celebrate.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so
right.
What did you say to you? Say it's forever.
I was like,
so you go home
I was
and
like,
you want to tell to your wife.
No, yes,
you want.
Yes,
no, you want.
Yes,
You know, it's a big secret you keep inside. Why you? Wow, it's honey, weird, eh? I did comedy and I killed.
Nothing.
You wrote a letter. Under the bed, nothing, and you changed your mind.
2 years.
And you have sex, and honey, I ask something to tell you. No, you cheat with my sister. No.
Close.
I'm funny. Okay, so you go home. You never told.
I never told her.
So what did you do after when you get home? Because you did not sleep right away, huh?
No, so...
Because the adrenaline, huh?
Yeah.
So, yesterday, I did 3 shows.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, I was still like that in my
house. And the point I wanted to make to you, also the difference between trapeze and stand-up, is that when I was doing trapeze and I was on top of the platform and I was throwing my tricks, I had the mindset that nobody else here in this audience can do what I'm doing.
Nobody.
You know, nobody.
Exactly.
So even if I miss my trick, I was like, I'm still one leg above everybody who's watching me. When you bomb on stage, you're like, it's just, there's no redemption. There's no logical exit for bombing on stage. You don't have that same exit strategy like I had on trapeze, you know?
Yeah.
The only other act in circus that's similar to stand-up is juggling. When you drop a ball, you just look like a fucking...
Yeah, but if you drop...
No.
You never drop?
Yeah, of course.
Both. Many times. So same thing, no?
No, because it's so physical.
Oh,
people... You know, sometimes you miss your trick.
But
juggling, you drop a ball...
It's easy to judge.
It's easier to judge when you're juggling.
Because you don't die.
But on trapeze, when he falls, you're like, is he still alive?
It's more exciting for the crowd.
Yes, it is, because if you miss your trick on the first one and then you get it on the second one, then they're like, you know what I mean? So
you don't miss trapeze?
I miss it a bit.
A little bit. What do you miss?
I miss
the girl.
The tights? The tights with the flames on the
girls.
Side. The girls. Because, oh, wait. Okay. Good.
Shout out to your new girlfriend. Because comedy is the same thing. Yeah? A lot of comics do comedy because they want girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are too shy to talk in life, so after that, say, oh, you're so amazing.
I
never do comedy for that, but you know, some people do that.
Some people might do that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I can totally see it.
Yeah,
100%.
The comedian at the bar after?
Yeah, for sure. Guaranteed.
He's waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go home.
Yeah.
Never told.
No.
But you saw something change in your head. Huh?
Yeah. So
what did you do? What is your next show after?
So the next 3 shows.
What time it is? What year is? Remember? 2013.
2012.
I start in 2012 in English.
2012.
So
about 2012. So I do my next.
But you're supposed to remember the date of your first show.
Maybe I have it on YouTube. Maybe I have it on the...
You don't remember? It was a
Wednesday. It was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday, like, during the summer.
Summer?
Yeah. Wednesday during the summer. So, I remember it was hot.
I think we take more than 2 beers.
Yeah. 7 years ago. 7, 8 years ago.
It's your first show, man.
I know.
You're supposed to remember, I'm sure.
Well, I remember the details, but not what day it was.
Oh, yeah. But it's a summer Wednesday.
That's
2012. It's not bad.
That's so weird. That's like when the people are in court. Hey, can you please tell the juror, where were you? April 12th.
Exactly.
2012. Exactly. They're like, I don't know.
October 21, 2011, my first show.
Oh, yeah.
At the Yuck Yuck Ottawa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first show.
Yuck Yuck Ottawa.
Yeah.
Why were you in Ottawa?
Exactly.
So weird.
I was in with another comedian. And my first show at the Yuck Yuck was in French.
Oh, what?
Can you imagine how it's ironic?
That's so weird. Say what? So you say, oh, yeah, that's not
I
what
did I headlined there, three shows, and the owner asked me, you want to do a spot in English? I said, no, it's my dream, but no. And I remember, I said, fuck, I lost an opportunity, you know?
Yeah.
But he came back. Are you sure you don't want to do a spot? And I said, okay, let's do it. When the owner of the Yuck Yuck Ottawa said twice, let's go.
Yeah.
And I bombed.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, best day of my life. Oh, I feel, look at that. Oh, yeah. I feel it. You know why? Because I have experience in French, I knew that no matter what's going to happen, kill, bomb, okay, who cares? The goal is to break the ice.
Sure.
Because it's another world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I'm funny in French, I'm going to succeed in English. And I don't speak English at the time, remember?
Yeah.
So it's another world, another timing, you know?
Absolutely.
So, but I said, all right, I made it. And after that, I just 300-400 show a year.
So I'm a francophone like him, but...
yeah, you don't have any accent.
No, but I can't do jokes in French. I can't.
No?
They don't come out in French. I don't know why.
Wow.
I can't. I tried to do one or two sets in French and just bomb doesn't even... bomb doesn't even... It's not good enough of a word.
Exactly.
Just because I do jokes in English and because I'm French, it really doesn't... One doesn't equal the other.
Exactly.
One does not...
No. So, like I said, it's
another word. Oh, my God. It's another way of thinking...
So what did you do after you go home? When is the next time you do a show?
So the next three sets that I did, the next three sets were at the
1 week
the
later. Nest.
Yeah, like one two, whatever.
Always at the Nest.
Yeah, at the Nest. So the next three were at the Nest, and like if my first set was this, the second one was this,
yeah,
and the third one was this,
yeah,
and the fourth one was this. Yeah. Still okay. But not, like not at, you know?
Yeah.
And then I did my first set at the Works.
The Comedy Works.
At the Comedy Works. So I said,
shout out to the Comedy Works.
Shout out to Jimbo.
He burned.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jimbo burned, but the Comedy Works is dead. So it's so sad.
So it's my first time at the Works.
So what's happening? On a Monday night. Yes.
And Guido Cacamello's the
Guido Cacamello, shout out to Guido.
Yeah, shout out
Superstar
to Guido.
Superstar in Los Angeles.
Is he in LA now?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
He's an actor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
He's the host, and I go up on stage, first joke, nothing.
Bomb.
Second joke, nothing. Third joke, nothing. And then, nothing. Le Grand Blanc.
Oh, you forgot?
I didn't know what my name was.
Oh,
I didn't know who I was.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Where I, what, how, who, why, and I was.
I don't know what is and why.
I tried to like make words come out of my mouth, and there was nothing coming out of my mouth, and I just didn't remember nothing. Who my kids were, where do I live, nothing. And I just looked at the audience, and I was like, "You guys were great. Thank you very much. Have a good night." And I just put the mic out, and I walked. I didn't walk off the stage.
You walk off.
I walked out of the bar. I was like, I walked out of the bar, and then I realized, because the first three, four sets, I was like, oh, comedy is easy, stand-up is easy. And then I was like, then I realized, I'm like, you're such a fool. He's like, you think you know, you don't know nothing. And the bomb was so bad that I got home, and I was like looking at myself in the mirror for like an hour.
Don't lie.
I swear to you.
And you're in the mirror.
In the mirror, I was like, you're such an idiot. You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot. Just the self-loathing was so deep. And I took it was such a bad bombing that the ego took such a hit.
It took so much place, huh?
It took such a hit that I didn't do stand-up for 1 year after that. So first set, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1 year, nothing. But I took that 1 year, I just started writing.
Oh, I thought you dance.
No.
Tap dancing.
No.
Your strippers.
My tights, no.
So you start to write?
I just started to write, and then I emptied all of the nonsense in my head.
So now you're happy you never told her, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And then for 1 year, I just whenever I had my computer, my phone, I just wrote.
Do you go to see the comedy club?
I don't really go see so many shows.
No, I mean you went.
I went a couple of times.
Okay, what? Just watching?
Oh, during that 1 year?
Yeah.
No,
nothing.
But YouTube.
But YouTube, it's
not the same thing.
Ah, the feeling,
no, it's
man.
Not the same thing.
Inside a club.
Oh, no,
I took 1 year, go every night, take a beer behind, watch the world of comedy in English.
Yeah.
You know, and I did not sit at the phone because they always talk with the crowd in English. In French, we don't do that. We have joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I sit at the back, drink beer, watch, judge, make friends.
Yeah.
So 1 year, you...
No, I bombed so bad, I didn't want anybody to see my face.
So how did you get back?
So
you talked with your ego?
So after 1 year of writing, of really writing, because the first couple of sets I had just written a couple of things.
Yeah.
And that one year when I started writing, I discovered my talent as a writer. And the one thing I discovered is that I actually enjoy, believe it or not, the writing as much as the doing. Because the writing is the creative aspect, you know what I mean? And there's something to be said about, like, the way that I write my jokes is completely long form. I write every single word.
Okay.
Not just an idea. Like, I write everything.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I write a bit, and then I look at it, I was like, okay, it's good. And then you put it away, and then you go back to it 2 months later, and you're looking at it again, you're like, nah, this part's going out, this part's going here, this part's going there.
But you miss the part on stage. Because it's an equilibrium.
Yes.
You know, because it's not because you have a funny joke. It's gonna kill him.
Yeah.
So oddly enough, you start to try the joke. You know.
Yes, and oddly enough, this is like where like my kids come into play, because what do parents tell their kids all the time? They said if you fail,
don't touch your penis in front of the people. Me was like that.
Yeah. Were you like that? You always play with your finger.
Yeah. I threw the.
Oh yeah.
You know the joke.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not
the,
me.
Used
the
father.
Pants
on the people.
Father. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a fucker.
I know. Yeah. it was so funny until somebody.
Somebody did that.
I said, oh, it's not fun.
You used to do moons in high school when you were on the fucking bus.
No. I love to others, but not me.
Not you.
No. So we
tell our kids, you fall off the horse, you got to get back on.
Fall off the
you, when you fall off the horse, you gotta get back on.
Oh.
You fall off the horse, you gotta get back on.
I never heard this expression.
Yes, you don't translate it. French. No. There's another expression.
Yeah,
In English, if you fall off the horse, because when you fall off the horse, it hurts.
Yeah,
but you gotta go back up.
Go back up.
And then one day, like, I was looking at my kids, and I was like, "Is it just bullshit that's coming out of my mouth, or am I actually going to live it?" So, and the first time I went back. At the works.
Comedy Works. You're back. Oh, where you bombed?
Where I bombed.
Oh, it's like Rocky II, Bobby.
I went and my friends came out.
No, you invite friends. Why do you invite friends?
Because I have my friends like to.
Okay, you're comfortable with your
friends. Yeah, yeah, yeah. and
shout out to your friend here.
Yeah.
They are with you. And they follow everywhere now.
Guys, quiet down.
And I never bomb now because they follow me every time.
No, now that I actually know what I'm doing up there, they don't come anymore.
Okay.
But when I sucked and they wanted to laugh at me, that's when they came.
So you go back there.
Yeah.
Who's host? Remember?
Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Yeah,
Ramsey. Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to Ronnie Ramsey. And I did my vasectomy bit.
Okay. So it's a new one you wrote?
Yeah, I just wrote.
How it was?
And I killed. And my friend who knew that how bad I had bombed, like, he got up and he got me. He's like, "You're back."
And I know you did not approach the scene like last time, because last time you said you're so confident.
No,
you arrived at
I practiced it many times over and over and over.
And you never quit after that.
No, I did never quit after
that. And you focus on that. You respect the art form.
Yeah.
And you will say, how many shows you do every week?
I try once a week, once every week.
Okay.
I try to get up because I have, you know, the kids and the job.
No, you don't need to justify. Okay, so.
So I try to get up once a week.
Start to be better.
Yeah.
To stop 1 year, so it's 2013, you came back.
Yeah.
2013. 2 years later, 2015, you go to Las Vegas with your wife.
Oh no, it was one.
Because 2 years, you said.
Yeah, so then we go.
But
to Vegas.
You quit 1 year.
Yeah, yeah, we got quit 1 year, and then I went back, and then we go to Vegas.
Okay.
And then we go to Vegas.
So you imagine you did not quit.
Yeah, that's right.
So another year. Okay, so.
So we go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. How many shows you have in your course?
At that point,
50.
About something like that.
I'm pumped. Let's go.
So then.
Where do you sleep? Where do you? What was your?
We were at the Mirage.
Shout out to the Mirage.
And
she's happy.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Nobody knows. Right?
Nobody knows yet.
The couple don't.
No, they don't know.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. Man. So then I was like, okay, I need to find a room.
Yeah.
So then I start walking up and down the strip because there's all kinds of comedy clubs.
Yes.
So it's during the daytime. So I'm going to
the hotel. You're alone.
I'm alone. Yeah, yeah. I told I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah, you're good anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You did that for the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go
Yeah, yeah.
Play posh
yeah, yeah.
with my friend.
Horseshoe.
Horseshoe. I said, no, I believe you. Go.
So you walk. So, like, I'm ridiculous because I'm walking into these legit Vegas comedy clubs asking...
Laugh Factory?
Flatter.
You don't remember the club?
No. There's a bunch of... There's one every two hotels.
I don't know which club.
Well, it wasn't a Laugh Factory.
You don't remember?
No, I did three, four of them. And the manager was like, listen, kid, you sound like you're interested, you're motivated, but I got Ray Romano playing here tonight. Should I put you on before or after? I was like, oh, okay. It was a little too ridiculous of me to think that I was going to get a spot on the strip in Vegas when you have legitimate headliners.
Yeah.
A-list comedians that are like playing Vegas, you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, okay. Take it easy.
Yeah, but you said to the guy, I lied 2 years.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's time. I told him the whole story.
No.
Too. Yes, and they loved it. But No, because it's like, you know.
Okay, so what's happening?
So then I got onto the net and I tried to find like a room.
Open mic.
Yeah, like an open mic. I end up finding a room in a diner.
Where? What diner?
It was a barbecue joint.
Whoa.
It was a barbecue place.
Oh, so it was not a comedy club.
No, it was a restaurant.
Why you do that?
Because they were having a comedy night. I was like, hey, I'm looking for a spot tonight.
Okay.
And I was like, can you give me a spot?
Sir.
And he's like, sure, no problem. He's like, where's the address? I'm like, North Vegas. I'm like, okay. So I was like, hey, guys, I booked the restaurant tonight.
Oh.
Everybody get into the taxi.
No.
We're going to a restaurant. We get into the taxi, and we're driving for a while.
Okay.
Like, all of a sudden, like, Vegas is back there, okay, and the mountains are, like, over here.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed, the coyote. Yeah. And then we get to this restaurant, and they're like, Alex, like, where the fuck are we going? And I was like, oh, shit, you know? And I walked in. I was like, Milena, I have something I have to tell you, you know? And then she changed gears completely.
Really?
And then, you know, the show started, go up.
No. Don't bullshit. Okay, this is why everybody wants to know the feeling, the emotion, the situation. Because we don't have the image you have inside
your head.
So you went inside.
Yes.
You sit.
Sip.
You did not tell her right away.
No.
Okay, so it's important.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know.
I thought you after you get out of the cab.
No.
So you go inside. Yeah. Everybody sit.
Yeah.
Is it a good restaurant?
No.
It's a shitty place. Okay.
It's not shitty. It's just because you have the Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
It's not shitty, but it ain't nothing special.
The show is not started?
No.
Did the guy talk to you?
No, I go up. I was like, I go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I went to go find the guy. I was like...
Yeah, you have cocaine? No. It's for the comedy show.
I'm just lying all across the board here. I was like, yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. So I find the guy.
Find the guy where? In the bathroom?
No. I saw that he was there, you know?
So you saw how many comics it was? Did you see it? How many comic was there?
No, it was about 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it full?
Enough.
Enough to be funny.
Yes. Rest. Enough.
Okay.
Enough. But it was a weird show because people looked like
did
some people.
Did they know they have a show?
Yeah. Exactly. No. You know.
I do all the time.
Yeah. So it was a bit. And listen, everybody did. Okay. Okay, so
you sit. The guy say you there.
Yes.
Do you know the lineup?
I know where I am.
Of course.
Yeah. No, I'm like third.
Third is not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, did you order something?
Yeah, we all ordered dinner.
You ate, but she don't know.
She doesn't know. But like I already told her, I was like, yeah, I have something to tell
you. You told her where?
You.
When you told her?
She said, what are we doing here? I was like,
Where will you say that? Inside?
When we got out of the taxi.
Yeah, it's my point.
Yeah,
so you get out of the cab.
Yeah, she's like, what are we doing here? Because she's a manager. And like, say, it's a gentleman. Where are we going?
Shout out to gentlemen.
It's like, where are we going? I was like, oh, it's a surprise.
Okay.
I have something to tell you. No.
Okay.
And then.
It's a surprise for me.
Yeah.
So you said, I'm a comedian? For the last 2 years, I lied to you?
No, the show starts.
And then outside the cab?
No, I didn't tell her yet.
You just had a surprise.
Yeah, I just had a surprise.
So you wait.
So the show starts, yes.
You never told her. I'm a comedian?
No.
No.
Yes. And then I went up.
And she said, where are you going?
She said, everybody was like, what is he doing?
Oh. He said, Alex Leonard?
Yeah, Alex Leonard.
You go there?
I go up.
Did
my set.
How it was?
I did okay. I did okay. I was, how should I say this? There was too many conflicting emotions that were happening.
2 years lie.
Yeah.
Shitty place.
Yeah. I did okay.
Of 10?
6. Not the passage.
Exactly.
Not the possible.
Is it 6 about the reaction, or is 6 about how you feel?
It's always about how I feel.
You feel 6?
Yeah, I feel 6.
How the crowd was?
6.
6-6?
Yeah.
So it's the 66 road.
Yeah. The road 66. Close to. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. And
so you go. You sit.
Yeah.
She left.
And she was like, no, you know what she told me?
No.
She's like, I thought you were going to tell me you're gay.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of sex tonight. I think she was bummed,
huh? No, she was terrified. She was terrified. She really thought I was going to drop
some
crazy.
Me too, I thought we're gay.
Like you have cancer, yeah. You're gay.
I would like to say that in a shitty place, yeah. I have cancer and I'm gay.
Yeah. So
you go back. You see, when you on stage, you saw her.
Yeah.
How she respond?
She was she was looking at me like, what?
Oh, yeah, because she's not gay, it's not
gay. Yeah, but you know.
Then the couple respond.
Oh, they were excited. They were excited. They were more excited than she was.
It's normal. And you sit there, did you tell her now in front of the couple, I lied to you for the last 2 years?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I told her, and she didn't react to that so warmly.
No, because it's going to be at home.
Yeah, like...
German's going to talk to you at home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I still, like, lied to her, you know? So, but...
Yeah.
Like, but she didn't see the humor of it. And, you know, maybe...
Me too, I don't see the humor of it.
This is fucking hilarious.
You think?
Well, yeah.
No,
I didn't cheat on you.
No, because...
Okay. I didn't gamble all of her money away.
No, I know, but like you said...
I didn't have another kid with another woman.
No, you lie. You still lie.
Yes.
You told me that before. But what she said to you? I'm sure she said, "Why you lie? Why you did not tell me? I will encourage you."
Because
you
I told
know what I mean,
and that's the truth that she didn't like. Because I said that I was afraid that you wouldn't support me in my decision.
Exactly,
and she was like, "Yeah,
you're right.
You're right. I wouldn't have."
Yes.
So
best sex ever this night, eh?
No, we were no longer having sex at that.
No.
No.
Why?
No, because...
Because you're gay.
She is my ex-wife.
Because you're gay, Bobby.
She is my ex-wife, Tabarnak. There's many reasons why.
No, man, not at the time.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Man, it's magic.
Yeah, no.
You did a great show, and she said, oh my God, no.
No. Dry toast.
So, what... Okay, so this is great when we talk... So what was your reaction
when no BS with this. Be honest.
What was your reaction when you did not have sex with her? You know what I mean?
Listen, to be very honest, I knew
because
that.
it's you don't do that for sex.
No.
But listen, you want to impress her? You want to show her you are
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
And this is the very important thing. Stand-up comedy is the only thing in my life that only belongs to me. I don't do it for them. I don't do it for her. I don't do it for you.
Okay, so why you do that? Why you stage that for her?
Because to give her something interesting to talk about. But no.
Because you're tired to stay that
exactly.
So you know what?
It's time for you to know because now the ball's already rolling. It's like a curling.
Yeah, but it could be a great night to refocus together. You know.
Well, listen.
You
sound like a couples therapist.
I'm Oprah.
You sound like a couples therapist.
Listen. Nobody do something for nothing, and I'm sure you did not go there, and you because like you said, I don't know the story of the couple. But
I did
the
it.
Couple
I did it for the story.
The couple is not.
I did it for.
You're
what
not the, like that altogether, okay?
But I did
but
it
you
for
go
the
to
story.
Vegas. You go
but
to Vegas. Everybody go to Vegas. You know
yes.
why? To have fun.
Yes.
Two couple.
Yeah.
And maybe have sex together. Yeah. You know, be together. No kids.
Yes.
And I'm gonna show you a surprise.
Yes.
I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So boom, champagne, sex, back to the for another 5 years. You know? Was not like
no,
that.
No, not like
she
that.
Said, "Oh, phew! I thought you were gay, but we will not have sex. Good luck for your project."
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you go home. You go at the hotel.
Yeah.
What's next?
Fuck it.
You play poker.
I.
Are you disappointed? It's my point.
No. It's out in the open now.
Deliver.
Yes, because for 2 years I hid it from her, because I did not want her to kibosh my plans, and now that she knows that it's for real now. That it's for real. That then when I'm telling her, it's like, yeah, it's Wednesday night. I'm gonna go to the Nest to go do a set. Yeah, it's Monday night. I'm gonna go to the Works to do a set. I'm not doing it to leave you with the kids by yourself. This is what I do now.
Yeah.
This is my exit.
I'm gonna. Yeah.
This is my like, you know, this is what I need to do now.
Yes.
And you know, like, it, like I said, like stand up, it's the one thing that I do that I just do for me. I don't do it for her. I don't do it for my kids. I don't do it for my colleagues. I don't do it for my friends. No. I just do it for me.
If you kill at that night, you kill.
Okay.
Is it the same story anyway?
It's the same story.
Same story. Not same for story. You, but for the couple.
Yeah,
same story. It was done. Anyway.
Yeah, it was done.
You did not do that.
Killing on stage wouldn't have saved my relationship. Oh my God.
Yeah, we have a diamond in home. You know?
Who knows?
So it was already dead.
Yeah.
You did that for you.
Yeah,
it's a relief. You like, I'm a comedian. Who cares?
Now you know.
So how long did you stay with her after that?
For another 2 years?
It's a long 2 years.
That's a long 2 years.
Okay, and you eat Kraft dinner, say it's done.
So it was a long 2 years. We had our second kid. And the second kid really changes everything, and when you have a second kid, you go from being a couple with a kid to a family, and you don't roll the same way anymore.
Yeah.
And like this is gonna sound terrible what I'm gonna say, but I think that. If I would have just had one kid, there might have been a chance. Maybe me and Milan would have still like stayed together.
Okay.
But the pressure of the second kid broke the camel's back.
So
and every all the routine and the monotony and it just and we let it get to us and so like you know like so when we were in Vegas, I already knew it was
okay.
And we stayed together for another 2 years, and you have this very selfish reflex that you tell yourself, we're going to stick together for the kids.
Yeah.
It's a very selfish reasoning.
Yeah.
You're just sparing yourself the pain of moving forward.
So when you left, when you make the decision to get together, did you continue to make comedy?
Yeah.
Full time?
Yeah.
No girlfriend? You didn't have a girlfriend?
Just kept going. So
you move in a what? Like a two-bed condo?
Yeah.
Split the kids. And start to be happy?
Yeah.
Because this is a long process.
Yeah, it took a while.
And you still do comedy? Like you said, save you.
Yeah.
Not save you like in life, but save the momentum, you know?
Yeah.
Because
but for me, there was no turning back because I enjoy every facet of it.
Yeah.
I enjoy
the
writing.
You start to make more show now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I'm still not doing enough shows because the way that I split the kids with my ex, I have them Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, which is prime time, like open mic nights.
Yes, yes.
So then I have Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, which are paid gigs, which are harder to come by.
Yeah.
So like I'm still like doing one show a week, maybe two if I'm hot. I do 3, 4, 5, 6 shows. Like I would like to do more. When my kids are a bit older and they're teenagers, they won't care about me anymore. Then I'm gonna be like, all right.
But you don't live downtown Montreal, huh?
I live in Verdun.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you a spot. You can go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Kids, no matter if you have kids or not.
Bring your kids with you.
Yeah. Where's this? It's Vegas.
It's a barbecue rib place.
Yeah. So okay. So so now it's 2019.
Yeah.
How long you are? You left your first wife.
5 years.
Five years. So for the last 5 years. Yeah. You do a lot of show, huh?
Yeah.
Like I said, when we start Yuck Yucks.
That's where we met.
You start to be there all the time.
Yeah, I miss the Yuck Yucks.
Me too. The first one, the second one.
Yeah, we had
a small one on Mekai.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was New York style, small, horizontal, you know?
Yeah, it was a weird layout.
But
it was fun.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
You were there all the time. You win a contest.
It was like a best of the open mic.
Yeah. Is it something you'd like it? Because
when
you have a tap on the shoulder, you know, like
it's fun
like,
to get
don't
a bit
give
of
up, man.
Recognition. Yeah.
Recognition, you know.
But I enjoyed that time where the Yuck Yucks was open because I found that between the Works, the Nest, and the Yuck Yucks, but having three clubs, there was like this nice rotation going on. You know what I mean? It was like dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like it busted, and then the Works burned down. Now you have like the Nest. I find like Montreal is missing.
Oh yeah, we miss a club.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like
I know what you mean.
Yeah, I know you know. I miss that, but it was a fun time.
Yeah,
and like I remember like when I started going to Yucks and like I saw you and Mike Ward had shown up a couple of times. And Tony Riccio went out a couple of times.
Shout out to Tony.
I did. You did his room at the banquet hall.
I was there every week.
How fun was that, Rome?
It was amazing. I don't know why you stopped. Why you stopped?
Why you stopped, Tony? Like that? Like I did that show twice.
I did 30 times.
200 people laughing.
I know.
I was like, this is it. I was like, yeah.
You're so right.
That was a great room, Tony.
Tony, shout out. Shut up, Tony. Shut up.
And dude, I remember you killed me. You killed me. You gave me a couple of tickets to go see your show in the West Island, where Tony opened up for you.
Yes.
And then Chris Nyland was in the audience. You fucking slayed that night.
Yeah.
I was pissing my pants.
2 hours I did.
Yeah. I was pissing my pants.
Wow. Yeah.
See, you were. I was like, this guy's a superhero.
Shout out to Chris Nyland.
And see, going, and he was understanding the jokes.
Yeah. I love Chris Nyland, and it's my. It's my childhood fan, you know.
Yeah.
So let's talk about now. You know, you give me an opportunity to someday to go with you in Chicago.
Yes.
To do the
Zanies.
The Zanus.
Yeah. And
this is a great story, by the way. You have to explain me how you get there. You know, because sometimes it's not because you don't have experience, but if you have the attitude, you know.
Listen.
If you have the attitude, like. And you don't know.
Okay.
You go there.
Because me, I'm an old guy. Okay. Me, I'm not the internet, Twitter, all this. Say all this stuff. Like, I'm not. Like, I don't care about any of that.
Yeah.
So you know that, like, on Facebook, you have those pages, like comedians of Montreal, comedians of Toronto, comedians of Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
And then shout out Saskatchewan. and people just like, hey, I'm in town. I'm looking for a spot. And you know, like, people try to get spots like that. Oh, I have to go to Chicago for work, so I looked.
Every year you go to Chicago?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's super fun.
To go to Chicago?
Beautiful city.
So every year you go there?
Yeah,
How many years you went there from now?
Like in the past like 2 years, I've been there like 4 or 5 times.
And every time you go there, you go to the Zanus.
So the first time I go.
Exactly.
I'm not on the internet. I just found that the Zanies is there. And me, I'm the kind of guy that I'm just going to show up.
Okay.
I'm going to go ask to talk to the manager like I did in Vegas.
Yes.
I shake his hand.
Yes.
And be like...
I'm going to leave my wife. I want to show I'm funny.
So I showed up at the Zanies. And so there's one Zanies in downtown Chicago that is an old school comedy club that just has... Imagine... Like the coolest place,
I know.
With just the lights and the pictures and everything, and it's just like
the shitty smell.
Yeah, and you know, you look at that stage, and you know that comedy royalty has gone up.
Oh yeah, sweat, die, cry, blood.
I meet the guy, and I was like, hey, shook his hand,
The manager.
Yeah, the manager. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm a comic from Montreal. Talked to him a little bit. I was like, all right, cool. He's like, I'm looking for a guest spot, and he's like, sure. But he runs three of them. So there's one in downtown Chicago, which is the prime time. And then there's Zanies in Rosemont. And then there's another Zanies that's a bit further out. And Rosemont is right next to the airport. It's still in Chicago, but it's next to the airport. And he's like, I'll get you a spot at Rosemont. So I was like, all right, cool. And so I go to the Zanies in Rosemont, and I did okay. I did well. And then, you know, thank you. In life, you have to be... You know, like you have to be forward, you know, like, yeah, like, the, you know, thank you for the spot.
Grateful.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, hope to come back again.
Yes.
He's like, sure, no problem.
Yes.
So it's like every time I go to Chicago, hey, Bert, how's it going? I was like, I'm back from Montreal. He even knows me now, you know, like Alex from Montreal. And he's like, sure, no problem. So he puts me on the showcase. But I'm not Sébastien Bourgault. I did not graduate to downtown Zanus. Okay. I'm still Rosemont Zanus.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. And even that one, you go into the green room, and it's still the same badasses that we've all look up to. I look, you know, Al Madrigal, Dan Cummins, all these names signed onto the wall. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you play there.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
If you never try, you will never know.
Yeah.
You take your guts,
yeah.
You set to your ego, shut up, and you talk to the manager.
Yeah.
And now, how many times you went there?
Well, 4 or 5 times. Yeah.
4 or 5 times in Chicago.
Yeah.
So what is your next goal for the next year? Do you have goal? Do you put some objective? You know, like I would love to do that. I would like to have maybe another 20 minutes. Just for laugh. Is it for you just for laugh? Do you think it's not something you have?
No. This is where maybe I'm a bit different than like
other, you're not a careerist.
No, because no.
You have already a career.
Because I already have, like, you know, and I've made a decision, and like, you know, like I'm locked in financially with certain financial obligations. I have two kids, you know, private school, condo payments for the rest of my life, car payments for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm done. It's over.
No, it's not.
It's not, but I mean...
No, no, like you said, the kids, how old are the kids?
11 and 8.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah. When they're going to start to say, fuck off, father, you want to, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to say, oh, okay, I think I'm going to put more show.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's never too late. Look.
It's not
you,
too late.
You continue all the time. You're amazing on stage. You know that? You know that?
Well, thank you.
No, seriously, you know?
I have my moments.
You're funny. You're great. You work here the weekend,
yeah.
So you know,
yeah.
You know it's important.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not big. But it's amazing about y'all. If you do the weekend, it's because
Friday, Saturday, you're funny. Spot. Yeah, they're good.
You know? Imagine if you work full time.
Yeah. I know.
Imagine the possibility. Man.
I would like to turn back
time.
You
know why I say that to you? I want to pump you, man.
I'm, you know,
because like, you're amazing.
Why,
imagine.
Why didn't I find this when I was like 18, 19, 20?
No, yeah. You know what? I always talked about that. Why I did not learn English before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, the world is not working like that.
Yeah.
It was meant to be like that.
I believe that too.
And you know what? I will maybe not be more happy like I am now.
Yeah.
And time, it's FMI. I always say FMI, you know?
It's short-lived.
It doesn't count. The time, you know, I start my English at 37 years old. I'm 45 today.
Uh-huh. Today?
Yes.
Happy birthday, dude.
It's August 18, 45 years old.
Yeah, good. Okay. Happy birthday, cool.
So, and I never worked so hard to retake the year I lost.
Yes.
If you can say that. I should start at 18. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? I should go to the start. You know?
Yeah, but you're right. You can't live a year because you can't live like that.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Because I needed to live to get the experiences to have jokes to write about.
Yeah, and if you restart at somewhere else, you will not be there.
Yeah,
you know, because you change your... It's why I left Back to the Future. You know what I mean? What a great...
Call back. We make a call back on that.
Exactly. Yeah. So my point is continue to do what you do. And someday you're gonna have opportunity because you're gonna say, "Oh, the kids doesn't need me like they does," you know.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see your face a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you have a small dream opportunity in comedy you would love. You know, maybe your 45 minutes or maybe you know what I mean, something.
Yeah. Yeah. So like,
how much time you have?
So I have a lot of time. Like this is where I'm at. Like this is where it's like a catch 22. I have a lot of material written down. I mean, if I string all my stuff written down back to back to back, I have like 200 pages.
But killer funny?
No, so it's
like
not
30,
it's not,
40,
it's not all
1 hour.
It's not all gold. But it's like I want to try it all.
Exactly.
I want to try it all and see what fun. And right now, so like I did Matt Shuri's show apartment, like and I closed out the show and
how
I
much
did.
Time you did?
I did 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
And I really did a good solid 20 minutes. I had a bunch of my friends that were there and they're like, dude, you nailed it.
Yeah. So someday you're gonna die
here. Yeah. No? And I could do 20.
Yeah.
I could do 20, but I still have to make my chops. To be able to do 20, but to also be able to read the audience and see that if you start in a certain direction and it's not necessarily going the way that you want it to go, that you have so many tools in the belt that you can course correct in the middle of a set.
Yeah.
And the first, the 20 that you thought that you were gonna do, turns out that you did another 20, but it was just as good or even better.
Yeah.
So that's like the point that I wanna get. It's not necessarily the 20 or the 45 or the hour.
It's more stage time.
It's this.
Exactly.
It's just the.
I know.
It's just calling up your tools at will.
Listen, I work so hard, and then when I'm on stage, it's like I have a jukebox in my head.
Yeah.
You know, and you switch the CD, clink, clink, clink. No.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm doing a joke, and I said, this joke after this joke is always this joke after, you know?
That's the point where I want to get. To have it so. To call up jokes that are jokes that you own, but you call them up in such a off the cuff way that people think like you just came up with it on the fly, but you didn't.
Exactly.
But it's just all the tools that you have. It's like Batman with the belt. Look.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want that ease.
Yeah.
Of being able to course correct, you know, because here's a very interesting challenge because you have older people, sometimes there's kids,
tourists,
you know, so like sometimes
it's very tough.
So sometimes it can be tougher, yeah. You know, whereas like, let's say Matt Shuri's show, it's a much younger crowd, it's a BYOB, it's very intimate, so it's the vibe is completely different.
Yeah.
And you know, you have the liberty to...
Yeah.
To...
But Yuck Yuck at the time was tough too.
You think so?
Yeah, because the crowd was there because the guy, okay, don't, I will not say his name,
yeah.
But this guy, he pretend that it's a extra... opportunity to play in Spider-Man or X-Men.
Oh yeah, you used to play that? It off
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So the people go
yeah,
there
yeah, yeah, yeah.
because they want to play in the X-Men yeah, movie
yeah, yeah.
and you have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
So I want to tell, so why are you here with them? Why, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but one thing that he did right, and like, you know, the one thing that he did right, like the open mic, he called it Toonie Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like charge something, like charge someone like something, like $2.
Yeah.
Like,
you and know? Give to the comedian
yeah,
after.
Yeah, yeah.
He did not. So, two things. I think you have something for me, and I want to talk about... You have something for me?
Yeah, of course.
And I think, do you think the Expo are back?
Do you know Anakin Slade?
Yes.
Yeah, so I you know, I know him too.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Anakin Slade. So he made me a believer.
Whoa.
Yes. So he
what me, was the argument?
Because this guy is a diehard Expos fan, a baseball fan, and he's in a, like, he has his band, and my friends play in his band,
so amazing.
That's where I got to meet him.
Yeah.
And he made me a believer that there's enough interest in Montreal to bring it back.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily of his opinion.
Because maybe you don't know everything.
I love his enthusiasm. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, fuck it, I want it.
But so many, yeah. But they, you know where they're gonna put the stadium? The stadium?
Griffintown.
Costco beside the Costco.
Yeah, yeah.
The other bridge and Peel.
Yes.
Peel Bassin Peel.
Bassin Peel.
And again,
yeah. Yeah.
So, but do you want the Expos back?
Listen, I find that baseball is a peculiar sport that I find. It might not be as aging as well as other sports because it is very different than the notion of most other sports. I take the ball, I put it there. I take the ball, I bring it here.
Yeah.
It's very different.
Yeah, yeah.
So I find like...
Did you go at the stadium?
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm 94.
Did you see it? Oh, yeah, bro.
Like, man,
you know, I'm
43. So I'm 43, so
because
I grew up.
I understand.
I grew up going to
so
the
stadium.
So why
do you hesitate about the Expo?
Because I think the world has changed.
Exactly my point.
So I think like there's a lot of people that like me that are old school that want the Expos back, but are the younger people?
I think so.
Are the younger people into it as much?
Because
now with Toronto who win the NBA, I think like a lot of people are basketball.
Yeah, but this is just opportunists.
Oh yeah,
they were not there.
Flash in the pan.
Yeah.
Flash in the pan.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
No. My point is, if the Expo are back in the stadium outside with
yes.
town,
it would be awesome.
Is it possible to see you with a
beer
hot dog together?
Man, my point, I used to, me and my friends.
It's not the old stadium, yeah. Inside.
Yeah, shout out to Tazan Sevan.
Shout out to somebody.
We used to, $5 nosebleeds. And just sit there and just skip school and just hang out.
Because baseball for me,
it's
everything but not the sport.
Yeah.
You go there.
Yeah, it was just fun.
You have a bobblehead.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
$20.
Yeah.
You buy 50-50.
Yeah.
Beer. Oh, you miss the home run because you have a great discussion and the sun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is baseball.
Yeah.
It's not like.
But the Olympics.
Une balle de prise. Relancer. Fausse balle.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, see, you know, it's fun, you know. The ambience of the baseball,
but
we deserve it in Montreal.
Yes, and we need to try it with an outdoor field because, man, the Olympic Stadium was...
No.
It's tough.
For the last 6 years, I go there to see the Blue Jays
because
I wanted my Expo back, but I'm tired to go there.
You know?
So, last thing, I think you have something for
me. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
pumped. I've been hyping it up. I get you some cheese, man. I get you some cheese.
Whoa, thank you so much.
Yes.
You know my diet, huh?
No,
you know my
cheese.
Diet, but
yeah.
No, cheese.
You like the cheese?
It's my diet.
You like it?
Wow, mini Bibel. Baby Bell cheese, guys. Boursin. Wow. The date, is it good? August 23, 2019.
But it's correct, ça?
Yeah, it's in 2 days it's passed.
No.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
No. Listen, it's good.
2019, 83.
It's good.
Damn, I'm like 83.
What are you talking
about? 1980.
That's the UPC code.
Man, thank you so much. Are you happy?
I'm so happy.
Man, thank you
We talk comedy.
I want you to come back.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Talk about your new style, your
life. I love hanging out with you, doing shows with you. Man, I think
your story about Vegas and the way, you know, we feel in a couple, you know, and this the comedy world, you know, it's you're so generous. You did not bullshit.
No BS.
No BS with Alex Leonard.
Yeah, yeah.
You're amazing.
You too, buddy.
Don't give up.
Let's do a show soon.
Focus on what you do.
Yeah.
Let's life open and maybe someday you're going to have your one-man show, man.
Yeah, hopefully, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And your ex-wife will say, oh, my God.
No.
I have this guy and I left this guy.
That would be the day.
Let's go.
All right, man.
Are you hungry, man? You want a beer?